Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 999, for Saturday, January 25th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Entering at number 20, Heat, Tunnel Vision, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder with 17,812 views. That is 2,200 fewer than last week's number 20. Climbing back up 6 to 19, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 18,355, about 550 more than the Heat expansion, and a decline of just 112 views, 0.6%. After its annual foray into the top 10, two times in the top 10, down from 10 to 18 this week, Wingspan, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games, with 18,510, 155 more than Root, a decline of 33%. Down 3 from where it was the last 2 weeks at number 14 to number 17, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 18,664, just 154 more than Wingspan, only 309 more than Root. This is a decline of 15% for Brass. Also down 3 to 16, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games with 19,939, about 1,300 more than Brass, a decline of 10%. Down 4 to 15, Civolution, by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 20,151, 212 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 22%. Moving up 3 spots, from 17 to 14, actually changing places with Brass, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 20,821, 670 more than Civolution, a gain of 2.4%. Once again this week, games that are declining in views are more prevalent than games that gain in page views, but it's not quite the disparity that we saw, say, last week or the week before. Inching down 1 from 12 to 13, Duel for Middle-Earth, by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repost Production, with 21,885. Over 1,000 more than Spirit Island, a decline of 13%. That's more than 3,000 views, fewer than last week. But there's a sufficient gap here in the list for it to only lose one position. Down 5 from 7 to 12, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 24,698. Here's that gap. 2,800 views separate Heat from Duel for Middle-Earth. It is a 22% decline for Heat, but that's because its views from last week shifted over to this expansion. Actually, if you combined Heat and its expansion, their views together, you would have a game charting at number 5. Climbing back up 4 to 11, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 25,614, about 900 more than Heat, and a gain of 22%. Heat lost 22%, Slay the Spire gained 22%, a delta of about 11,000 views between the two. There are just 3 new entries in the top 10, 2 of them debuts. Falling out are from 7 to 12, Heat, from 10 to 18, Wingspan, and from 6 to 22, Dragons Down. Number 10, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 27,446, 1,800 more than Slay the Spire, a decline of 8.4%, or about 2,500 views, and a two-position drop. But it's just about 553, it's exactly 553, fewer than last week's number 10. So whereas we saw the bottom part of the list and down at number 20, the difference was 2,200 as it falls back toward a more normal threshold. Here in the top 10, those views are not falling back quite as fast. We're still about, well, the low point on the calendar is in the summer, usually. We're still about 10,000 views more here at the number 10 game than we would will have, you know, in the summertime. Number 9, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 27,897, 450 more than Harmonies, a decline of 6.7%. So after 2 weeks at number 3, Ark Nova spends 2 weeks at number 9. Number 8, Nova Era by Andrea Chiarvesio, published by Come On, with 30,637, 2,700 more than Ark Nova. This is our first new entry, our first debut. Nova Era is a civilization game. Quote, gameplay revolves around drafting and spending dice, with different dice types providing different resources, bonuses, and penalties. Unquote. Number 7. The Elder Scrolls Betrayal of the Second Era by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games with 31,945, 1,300 more than Nova Era, a gain of 55% from where it was last week at number 16, so a 9-position gain, as it charts in the top 10 for just the second time. Its previous occasion, close to 2 years ago, was April of 2023, when it was on during its GameFound campaign, during which it made close to $3 million. This is a 3-session cooperative adventure, or rather, it contains 3-session cooperative adventures, and it is based on the video game series, The Elder Scrolls. Number 6, Finspan, by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemaier Games with 32,801, about 850 more than The Elder Scrolls, a big, big decline, down 71% from last week. You'll recall it was well over 100,000 views when it was number 1 last week. 71% is usually the kind of decline that you will get from a number 1 that then misses the top 10 altogether the following week and falls down to like number 50 or something. But since it had so much cushion, it still lands at second week in the top 10. Number 5, Arcs by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games, with 37,924, about 5,000 more than Finspan, and a fairly small decline of just about 3% as it treads water at number 5 for the second week. Number 4, Silver Frost by James A. Wilson and Clarissa A. Wilson, published by Starling Games with 48,019, 10,000 more than Arcs, and last week it had was first listed on the site and had about 6,000 views, so it is a 700% increase from that. It would have charted somewhere in the 70, 80, 90 range with that total. This is our highest debut, a fourth re-implementation of Everdell, released in 2018 and currently ranked number 38 on BoardGameGeek. It follows up on Welcome to Everdell, which I believe was for, like, younger players, which was released in 2022 and ranked in the top 2,000. Farshore, released in 2023 and ranked in the top 1,300. The upcoming Everdell Duo, and now Silver Frost. There are some slight gameplay modifications and streamlining, but it is still recognizably Everdell. Number 3, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 51,015, about 3,000 more than Silver Frost, a gain of 1.6%. So moving back up just a little bit. It holds place at number 3. Also, this is its 4th consecutive week with more than 50,000 views. It's also SETI's 20th week in the top 10, making it the 54th game to reach that spot on the chart, that many weeks on the chart. And it's the 3rd consecutive week that we've had a game have its 20th week on the chart. Number 2, Aridia by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with 59,083, 8,000 more than SETI, a gain of 27%, so after being number 1 2 weeks ago, falling back to number 4 last week, it then turns around and adds views again as it climbs back up a couple of spots. That mark of nearly 60,000 views is good enough to land it in the top 200 all time for most views in a week, but not even close enough to get the top spot. Number 1, Fox Paw by Stefan Godot, published by Godot Games, with 88,243, 27,000 more than Aridia, a gain of 44% from where it was last week in the runner-up spot, with an amount that was almost equal to Aridia's amount this week. What I missed last week when it charted at number 2, and what caught my eye as I was compiling the list this week, is the staggering number of 1 ratings on BoardGameGeek. So there's a lot of controversy around this game, and it comes from multiple venues. One is the fact that it appears to be using AI, or maybe just definitely is using AI art. This is a point of contention for many people. 2 is that it has very close similarity to other intellectual property, specifically Harry Potter, to the point where many people are thinking of it as a ripoff of Harry Potter. And 3 is the marketing tactics that they are using, sort of dropping a lot of threads, creating accounts to give reviews and ratings to the game. And this is always seen to be a shady tactic. It's in fact against BoardGameGeek's policies, so those tend to get taken down by moderators and administrators whenever they can. But of course, it's caused a lot of firestorm with their approach. I did wonder last week when it had close to 60,000 views, but its campaign had only raised about $250,000. Why? Well, here's why. And yet, all of that controversy is why it is number 1 this week, and in fact notches the number 45 position on the most views in a week ever. So there's that, I guess. For Saturday, January 25th, 2025.